Randy Brown is here from the Memorial Coliseum, also known as the seventh most powerful man in Fort Wayne. We wanted to have you on just for a second here to talk about something. The Comets are back home. Tomorrow night is the first game, and I understand that they've opened up a few more seats.
Yeah, with the county being in yellow for two consecutive weeks, that permitted us to open 300 additional seats. They're all 600 level. With social distancing, our capacity lower doesn't change, but we had an opportunity to add a few more seats in the upper area, and they go on sale this morning at 10 a.m.
All right. Well, Carrie and Angie are both in a panic because they don't have clear purses.
And, well, you know, they are available at just about every sporting goods shop. We made a purchase to make it easy for our guests. If you're coming out here to buy tickets, we have them available for $6 each. So,
that's pretty reasonable.
Let's explain
But if you're just carrying a clutch size purse is fine. So no issue there. But anything bigger than a clutch or a diaper bag must be clear. And that's something that the NFL started about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's all about safety. But now with the pandemic, you don't want to have our security people with their hands or, you know, the search stick inside your personal items. This is all about guest safety.
I get that. That totally makes a lot of sense. Yep. Yeah. When I worked retail, you always had to have a clear purse because they didn't want you stealing things.
Oh.
So I didn't know. Is it something like that?
Yeah.
This is really happening across just about most sports leagues right now. The Big Ten went to it some time ago. You know, I mentioned the Colts. Pacers have gone to it. If we'd had Mad Ants basketball, it's likely the same situation. So we're rolling it out to all of our arena events. I don't know if it'll eventually be over on the consumer show, the trade show side, because we don't typically do searches there. But you just never know.
Jumpstart your morning with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.